Shushan Purim. Now, just even on Shushan, but let's look at Purim. Just some var which I made an impression on me. I think it's a very powerful var. Someone we were talking about this yesterday, and what came out made an impression on me. There are three. We once spoke about this in the past, but this is something entirely different. In Jewish history, how many times was Klal Yisrael mikabel the Torah? So we spoke about this idea, and the answer is three. What are the three times you mikabel the Torah? Matan Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, and they said, Kol Asher Dibra Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. The second time they mikabel the Torah is Purim. Kimu V'Kiblu, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. And the third time is today. Hayoim, you see today that Klal Yisrael has embraced the Torah in a very beautiful way. Now let me explain. Let's explain. By Matan Torah, there was a very big problem. What was the problem? Kofa Aleim Har Kigigis. Hashem took the mountain, it's explicit in Chazal, he hung it, suspended it upon them, and said to them, if you do not accept the Torah, Shom Tehei Kivuraschem. This is where you will be buried. You do not have a choice.
Gun to the head.
Whether you like it, yeah. Whether you like it or not, this is how it's going to be. Hashem said to Moshe, I'm taking you out of Egypt for the purpose to avdun es holokim al horazeh. So what do Chazal say about that Kabbalah Satorah? Mikan moido'o rabo le'oiraisa. From this pasuk, we have what's called a moda'ah. If a person is under duress and he lets people know that I'm being forced to do something, you can later come to court and prove that you were forced, and you can wiggle your way out of it. You can undo the whatever happened. You're able to reverse the transaction, you nullify the agreement. So Rachmana Litzlan, Klal Yisrael had a way out and say, you know, we never were mekabel the Torah; it was under duress. What happened when it came Purim? Kimu v'kiblu. They were not under the duress.
Well,
they were
under the gun, so to speak.
But after the miracle of Purim, we have a record in the Megillah. Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim aleihem. They recommitted themselves to the Torah. Nasa v'nishma. With no strings attached. But there's still a problem. And the problem is, the only reason why they we accepted upon themselves the Torah was because may ahavas hanes, the love of the miracle. There was the miracle of Purim brought about an incredible love in Klal Yisrael for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and due to this love, they once again accepted the Torah. Okay. So there's a problem. There's also an element of mikan moidah rabba l'oraisa. So our acceptance is not, it's still not 100%. Because the only reason why we accepted the Torah the second time was for ulterior motives. Because of the love of the miracle of Purim. But not every day do we experience miracles. So does that mean to say that if we will find ourselves in a situation where we are not experiencing miracles, we can say to Hashem, Mikan Moidor Rabo L'Araisa, that it's null and void. We can undo our acceptance. The original acceptance was under duress. The second acceptance was also, it wasn't under duress. We did it willingly, but it was for ulterior motives because we had Allah for Hashem because of the miracle that He did for us. We need to have a Kabbalah Satara that is 100% pure, with no strings attached, with no one is forcing us to accept the Torah, and it's not due to any ulterior motives. Where do we have that acceptance? Today. Today you see that Klal Yisrael is thriving in their observance and their love for the study of Torah, and we're now living in a time of miracles. No one can say today there are open miracles And no one can say today there are Purim miracles. There may be Purim miracles. We all know there are Purim miracles. But not to the degree of Mordechai the Esther. Okay, you can't say Mordechai the Esther, the extreme was the extreme recognition of the Yad Hashem hidden in Esther was on a league to itself. Today, Rachman Litzlan, in 2,000 years of Gaulis, there's not much to be happy about. Okay, look what's going on now. Okay, this is not a very pleasant situation for anyone. And yet, you told me that you went to Chaim Berlin Mesiba. The place was packed, body on body, right? Body on body. I went yesterday to a Mesiba. I was also very surprised. I thought it would be very toned down. It was packed, body on body. I was like, whew, I'm a little scared here, you know? You know, all the people on Shabbos, you know, I was very upset. All the people on Shabbos, no one wanted to go near me. Open up my voice, you know, they think I'm a bomb. I don't sound 100%. Oh, this guy for sure got it, for sure. He for sure got it. Stay away from this guy. And all these people that one of the people that really insulted me on Shabbos, so I was standing at a distance on Purim, and he was standing right there in the center, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the Megillah, he starts sneezing. Once, twice, three times, blows his nose. And I think to myself, excuse me, who's going to kill who here? On Shabbos, I didn't sneeze once, I didn't cough, I didn't blow my nose, I didn't do nothing. And because my voice doesn't sound 100%, and I went to the doctor, I took all my precautions, I did everything, and I did everything I was supposed to do, the best I could possibly do, and I got permission to come, and I'm the bomb. And here on Shabbos, excuse me, who's sneezing away over here and blowing your nose? Excuse me, and you insulted me on Shabbos, you know? Next time, don't be so quick to insult me, okay? But we're living in a time of Hestepanim, and yet Klal Yisrael, they're thriving. There's no ulterior motive. No one forced us to Mekabel the Torah now. No one's forcing us to come here today. There's no Ahava Sanes, and yet there's an incredible Kabbalah Satorah. So let's go back. The Kabbalah Satorah of Kofalim HaKigigis was a prerequisite for the Bayis Rishon. The Kabbalah Satorah of Kimu V'Kiblu was a prerequisite for the Bayis Sheni. But the Bayis Rishon did not last because it was Kofa Aleim HaKigigis. The Bayis Sheni also did not last because Me'ahavas Hanes. But the Kabbalah Satorah that we are witnessing these last 2,000 years, where Jews give up their lives for Torah, and there's no Ahava Sanes, and there's no Kofalim HaKigigis, and they still choose to be religious Jews for no ulterior motive, is the foundation of the Bayis Sheni that will never be destroyed. Because Bayis Shlishi, yeah. Because there's absolutely no ulterior motive. I once told you this var is very chav, but yesterday I learned a new dimension to this thought. And what is this new dimension? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam forced Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah, he had to pay them off. How did he pay them off? Bizas Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim came with a nice check. Every single Jew who left Egypt had a donkeys, chamoyrim, packed with the best. There was Bizas Mitzrayim, Bizas Yamsuf. I'm going to take you out of Egypt. It came with a lot of money. Everyone walked away rich, filthy rich. And what? And no, I paid you. I paid you. Now your turn. I want you to be mekabel the Torah. And if you don't, shom tehei kivud aschem. In the Megillah, we rectified the fact that we were forced because of Ahavas Hanes. We didn't just rectify it. The proof that we rectified is what does it say in the Megillah over and over? Uvabizo lo sholchu es yodom. When they were mekabel the Torah, Kimu v'kiblu. No one got a penny. Not one penny. Uvabizo loy sholchu es yodon. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bizas Mitzrayim, Bizas Yamsuf, but not by Kimu v'kiblu. Rabbi said, today it's even better. Not only is no one paying you to observe the Torah, not only are we in a matzav where, if you want, you can take money. If you want, it's available. Today, to be a religious Jew, you have to pay. It's very expensive to be an Orthodox Jew. It costs a fortune to live as an Orthodox Jew. So we're living now, and this is not just today, it's Golis. In Golis, the proof that our acceptance of Torah is on a new level is the fact that today we pay to observe the Torah. Okay, every dimension of Yahadus, of Yiddishkeit, costs a lot of money. Kashrus, Jewish education. Name it. You go down the line. What today does not cost a Jewish home? What it costs to run a Jewish home? What it costs is it's.
I worked with a guy, and he used to tell me about, Jews are known to be cheap. I said Jews are not known to be cheap. They're money conscious because they live at a very expensive.
Exactly. Exactly.
You have to watch the pay.
That's exactly.
Throw it away. Like you get paid and you go to a bar and you just drink it all away. You have to watch your money.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's an incredible insight. These are three levels. Matan Torah, Kof Alem Har Kikigis, but at least you got a nice check in the mail. Purim, Kimu V'Kiblu, Me'ahavas Hanes, Uzahoyel Madrega. What was the Madrega? Uvabizo Loy Sholchu Es Yodom. They didn't take the money. Today we pay. We pay big time to be religious Jews. And yet we do it. And no one's forcing us. And there is no Ahava Sanes. It's a whole new league. It's something to be proud of. It's a whole new level. Okay, next Yisoid. What is Shushan Purim all about? There's one major halacha about Shushan Purim that's very unique in the world of halacha. It's very complicated. What exactly is Shushan? Really, it's not Purim. It's over. It's over in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, that. So we'll come to that in a moment. We're going to be mishtatef in the Simcha of Yerushalayim. Let's put that aside for a moment. But let's talk practically speaking today, right here in Flatbush.
No tachan.
Okay. No tachan. So no tachan is not a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal.
Tell me a halachic, a real halachic principle. In today,
it's not yellow lemaisa. You have to eat the leftover nash. You must.
No, it's dangerous. It may be contaminated.
Hesped?
What?
No hesped.
Okay, you're right. No hesped. It's correct, and then no hespedim. But one of the very interesting halachas is. Let me ask you a question. On a regular day, if you by mistake say al hanisim, on a regular day you say al hanisim in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Okay, it's in the middle of August, and you just forget yourself, and you say Al Hanisim. Okay. So, do you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei? You do.
Yeah.
It's Hefsek. What do you sing Al Hanisim in the middle of August? It was a joke. It's a Hefsek. It's like you spoke out in the middle of Shemona Esrei. You are required to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Let's say on Tainis Esther, you say Al Hanisim. Do you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei? Yes, you do. It's the Purim. Today, if you by mistake say Al Hanisim, do you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei?
No.
No, you don't. Because it's really Purim today. It's Purim. It's Purim to some degree.
Somewhere
it's Purim. So that is probably the only real halach of Purim. I mean, no hespedim, different. But that's a very unique. So what is the musar in that halacha? The musar is Shushan Purim is when you think you made a mistake, you didn't make a mistake. Many times in life, we harp on the past. If only I can go back, only I can go back and do it again, I would be super duper careful not to make this error. Because of this mistake, my whole life is ruined. Right, that's how we believe. We made a mistake. So today's Purim, what is the correct decision? You're davening Shmoyne Esrei. What is the correct decision today? Do you say Al Hanisim? Do we say, Hashem, you've done for me a miracle? What's the correct decision? No. Today you don't say miracles. But let's say you make a mistake. It turns out it was no mistake. This that you thought you made a mistake was no mistake. That's a very powerful lesson in life. That today is a day to recognize Hashem got your back. A person has to have emunah that Hashem is there for you. He has a safety net. And Hashem knows at times you're going to make mistakes. And don't worry, He got your back. And that itself is al hanisim v'al ha-purkan v'al ha-gevurois v'al ha-teshuois v'al ha-nuchamois. Today is the one day of the year where you can recognize, you can use as an inspiration to realize, just because you thought you made a mistake, guess what? You didn't make a mistake. Yitaka, what you did was the correct thing. Where else do you have a halacha just like this, where you're not supposed to do it, but if you do it, it's only today. Only today. No other time. Because we're lingering in the glow of Purim. Purim is the holiday of Nisim Nistarim. Today is the Nisim Nistarim Sheben Nistarim. It's in a certain respect, we're trying to say is that Shushan Purim is even greater than Purim. Because Purim, we've come to recognize, is a miracle. It's a miracle that happened. We're able to put all the pieces of the puzzle together and to see how it all came together. It's a miracle. What about on the average day when you can't put all the pieces together and you can't see the miracle? So does that mean there was no miracle? Well, yeah, I guess not. If you can't put all the pieces together, there is no miracle. No! Every day is pouring. It's just every day you don't see how all the pieces come together. The day to recognize that every single day when you cannot see all the pieces coming together is still Purim is today. Because today, I don't see all the pieces of the puzzle coming together. But if you say today, Al Hanisim, it's good. Because the truth is, even when you don't see all the miracles of Purim coming together, there's still a miracle going on.
In the time of Purim, the time of Mordechai and Esther, did the people know that this was going on? Mordechai afterwards saw the whole picture printed together, the Megillah, but did the people know that?
It seems they did. It says at the end, even the Goyim, it seems even the Goyim saw all the pieces of the puzzle come together. The Rabbi Me'ame Haritz Messiah Hadim. No, it was at that point in time, right away. Immediately, they did put all the pieces together. Purim is like the Anochi, it says, the Anochi haster panai, a double degree of hiddenness. Purim is one degree of hiddenness. Shushan Purim is the double degree, the double dosage. The one degree, sometimes you merit, you're able to put the piece together, you can see how the whole miracle comes together. Shushan Purim is the day when we celebrate the miracles that you were not able to see, to put the pieces together and to see there was a miracle. But you still have emunah, a miracle happened today. And the proof is, if I say Al Hanisim, by mistake, yotza. Because taka, a miracle happened. I may not have initially, l'chatchila, decided to say Al Hanisim, but guess what, if you did it, you didn't make any mistake. A real miracle happened. You can't do that on the average day. Because on the average day, you know, we have to live a world, a normal life. If you don't see a miracle, there is no miracle. But Shushan Purim is even greater. It's even more sacred. Okay, one last thing about Yerushalayim. We know that if you live in a walled city, what was the walled city? Shushan Abira. Shushan Abira was the place where the miracle happened. So they celebrate on day 15. In order that Shushan should not be better than Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, because in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, there was no wall at the time of the Purim miracle. At the time of the Purim miracle, there was no wall. Yerushalayim did not have a wall. It was destroyed. So if we're going to only institute that the miracle should be celebrated on day 15 on a city which had a wall at the time of the Purim miracle, that means that Yerushalayim would not celebrate on day 15. It would celebrate on day 14. That is a disgrace to the holiness of Yerushalayim. So David Chazal said it's not proper. So we're not going to make the miracle depend upon if there's a city at the time of there's a wall at the time of the miracle of Purim. We're going to push back the miracle, the celebration, to the time of Yoshua ben Nun. Any city that had a wall at the time of Yoshua ben Nun will celebrate on day 15, and otherwise on day 14. And Shushan Abira, which did not have a wall at the time of Yoshua ben Nun, will anyway celebrate on day 15 because in respect for Yerushalayim. So basically, what is today? Today is Yom Yerushalayim. Today is the ultimate day. The ultimate day that we celebrate the miracle, the Milchemes Yerushalayim 1973 on Chof Ches Iyar. It's a very big day, Chof Ches Iyar. Modern times, from the Six Day War. This is an incredible day. But the real Yom Yerushalayim,
the original
is Shushan Purim. Today is the day that the entire Klal Yisrael pays homage to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. That how could it be we're going to celebrate in Shushan on day 15 and in Yerushalayim they're going to celebrate on day 14? What kind of chutzpah is that? Adarabah, the ikr is going to be Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. It's the ultimate day of paying homage to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. So today, from all days, there are two things you can do to pay homage. Is when you daven mincha, when you come to the bracha of Yerushalayim ircha berachamim tashuv to have kavana, and to bench, and when you say uvenei Yerushalayim ir hakodesh b'mehera v'yameinu with kavana, that's what you can do. But I want to make a one point. One, no alanisim. You can't do alanisim by mistake. You know you're going to get drunk, so you should forget and you just say alanisim. Okay, but I want to make one interesting point. Here's the point I want to make, which struck me. This is something new. Struck me. Why did the miracle take place in Shushan Abira? Shushan Abira is no middle of nowhere. It was like Malaysia. It was a factory. It was China. What?
Wasn't the capital of
Samarkand? No, it wasn't. It was a nothing. It was a factory. It was it was like Malaysia. It was a sweatshop. The capital was Elam. Elam is the capital of Paras. What in the world is Shushan Abira? Because the answer is Achashverosh and his gaiva. He wanted to build the Kisei Shel Shlomo. Everyone, I don't know what's going on about this Kisei Shel Shlomo. Everyone is obsessed with this Kisei Shel Shlomo. The magic, the throne, Achleisnish, I don't know, there was something about this throne. The envy of the world to have his throne. And it went from place to place, and anyone that tried to sit down on it was killed, was paralyzed. Gefährliche things happened to people who tried to sit on the throne. So Achashverosh was no fool. I'm not going to try to sit on this throne and go Al Kiddush Hashem to sit on this throne. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a replica. So he brought in the best. This is the Medrash in
Esther Rabbah.
Okay, also in Eichon. In Eichon, in Antan Eichon? We didn't bring up Eichon, no?
I think so, but I know it's an
Esther. Esther Rafa. Achashverosh decided he's going to build a replica. So it says, and he brought in his best craftsmen to study the Kisei Shel Shlomo and build a replica. And they devoted a whole city, Shushan. It was a factory. It was a nothing. There's nothing going on there in Shushan. It's like you got some you go on the highway, there are certain parts of the country where they just have factories and there's nothing going on. That's where they built it. And they built it with the kavanah that after they finish building, they're going to take it apart and they're going to bring it to Elam to the capital of Paras, and they finished. And then they tried to take it apart, and they realized they made a big mistake. They really can't take it apart. They made a miscalculation. It was too magnificent for them to take apart and to transport to Elam and to reassemble. It was impossible. So what are you going to do now? He only invested $1 billion in this throne. This, you know what? If you can't beat him, join him. So instead, he decided to move the capital to Shushan so he can sit on that throne. That's what it says in the Medrash. Am I making this up?
Well, not
a little bit, right?
Not every detail is in there, but okay. About Elam and moving the capital, that's not in there. But
no.
It may be elsewhere.
He decided to move to the Elam, to Shushan because they could not move the throne. So this strikes me. So that's why it became Shushan. And now this incredible miracle happened in Shushan. And we want to celebrate it in Shushan. It took place on day 15. And in all the other cities, it took place on day 14. So we're going to celebrate in the whole world day 14 and Shushan day 15. Wait a minute. It's a disgrace to Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Okay, you know what? In Yerushalayim, we're going to celebrate also on day 15. And that's going to be the deciding factor. If a city has a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, L'chvoy Yerushalayim, now the bracha in Shmona Esrei has a whole new nigun. What is the bracha in Shmona Esrei? Vili Yerushalayim Yerucha Berachamim Toshuv. Please, Hashem, return to Yerushalayim. V'sishkoin b'soicha kasher dibarta. Uvenei osa b'kar b'yameinu b'yan olam. V'chisei David mehera l'soicha tochin. The throne of David. Who's the throne of David? The Kisei Shlomo. Return the Kisei David l'soicha to Yerushalayim. The only reason why Shushan is Shushan is because of the jealousy, the desire to replicate the Chisei David. David only laid the foundation. Shlomo Melech he built Yerushalayim, and what did Shlomo? He built the Kisei Shlomo. And what's this? I always wonder, what is this about? What is this about? Chisei David, Meheru L'Sar. Okay, it's very nice, poetic. But
it seems to mean the dynasty.
The dynasty. But today, on Yom Yerushalayim, it has a whole new meaning. The only reason why today we pay homage to Yerushalayim. Why? Because of Shushan. Shushan, we want to celebrate on day 15. But if we're going to celebrate Shushan on day 15, because that is the day when the miracle happened in Shushan, and in Yerushalayim we're going to celebrate on day 14, it's a disgrace. So in order, l'chvoid Yerushalayim, you cannot be any different than Shushan. So Yerushalayim has to also be on day 15. The only claim that Shushan has to fame in this world is the Kisei Shlomo. And the Kisei Shlomo represents Shlomo ben David. I mean, it's the Malchus of David. So when we talk about Yerushalayim, and we talk about the Kisei David Meheru L'Soicha Tochin, it has much more of a sting to it. That the authority of whatever this Kisei represented, which occupied the mind of Achashverosh, it should be returned to where it really belongs in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Here, Rabbi Yisrael, may we be zoicha to actually see these things b'kodah b'meher v'yameinu amen. Have a wonderful day.